Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Scatterlings, written by Isabel Carmody and read by Rebecca McCauley. For Nanny and Pop Carmody, who gave refuge to this scatterling. Chapter 1. For a long time there was silence and endless sleep. Then came a grinding sound, a metallic scream, and a dazzling flash of whiteness. A voice screamed in fierce celebration, "Hallelujah!" as if from inside the dream. It was such a peculiar sensation that she came closer to waking, too close to retreat back into the quiet shadows of unconsciousness. Something was covering her face, pressing against her lips. Feeling half suffocated, she clawed her way free. She was in the back of a van, surrounded by blankets, pieces of broken glass, and unfamiliar implements. Through a dark-tinted window under her, running the length of the cabin, she could see foliage pressed against the glass. A matching window above showed the sky. Clearly she had been in an accident, and the van had overturned. She sat up, fighting a dizzy sickness, wondering if this meant she had been hurt. Her throat felt raw and bruised. Trying to remember what had caused the accident, she became aware of a fierce hissing noise in the cabin. Gas! Her heart juddered into a faster, uneven rhythm. "Get out," she told her sluggish limbs. "Move!" Disoriented by the angle of the vehicle, she was unable to find the door, but the thick window glass was broken at one end. Pulling herself nearer, she gagged at the acrid smell of mashed foliage which flowed through the opening. She smashed at the glass, making the hole bigger. The glass was surprisingly tough. Fortunately, the van was not flush with the ground, and there was enough of a gap to allow her to slide out. She went headfirst, a faint, hot breeze blowing against her face. It was a tight squeeze, and the effort made her head ache. Absently, she noticed the van was white. "Ambulances are vehicles which are painted white and carry sick people to hospital where they can be treated," said a queer staccato voice inside her mind. "Ambulance," she thought dazedly. "I was in the back of an ambulance, so there must have been something wrong with me before the accident."